So my name is David Pott and I live in Binchester, which of course was a coal mining village. And since I came to live here, I've got very interested in coal mining and its legacy. It's 24 years now since the last coal mine in County Durham closed, but mining was so central to life here that it's left behind a very powerful legacy. Now, some of that legacy is pretty painful. A friend of mine told me recently that her grandfather, who was a miner, refuses to speak about what he experienced in the mines. But there are also a lot of good memories of courage and comradeship and a warm, supportive communities. Well, this autumn, there's going to be a renewed focus on the mining legacy with the opening of the new mining art gallery in the marketplace in Bishop Auckland. And that will mean that one of the positive legacies will be highlighted in the work of the famous pit painters like Tom McGuinness and Norman Cornish. Now, I'm part of something called Regenerate, which brings local Christians together to pray and to work for the spiritual as well as the economic regeneration of this area. And around the time that the art gallery opens, we're aiming to have some meetings at St. Anne's Church, right in the centre, it's right next to where the art gallery is going to be. And we hope that that's going to provide some opportunities for both the healing of difficult memories, but also to celebrate and give thanks for all that was positive about the coal industry. Before that, on this coming Tuesday, May the 16th, there's going to be a concert at Spennymoor Art Gallery by a singer-songwriter who's called Gareth Davies-Jones. Gareth's forebears were Welsh miners. And in 2015, Gareth was artist in residence at the Mining Institute in Newcastle. And as a result of his research, he produced an album called The Seam. And he's going to be, on Tuesday night, he's going to be singing some of the songs from that album. And he's also composed a song already, responding to one of Norman Cornish's paintings in the gallery. So that concert's going to be something of a kickstart to his new project, writing songs in response to paintings by the pit painters, as well as hopefully co-writing songs about stories shared by ex-miners and their families. If you'd like to know more about all this, you could give me a call on 07932 790 525 or email me on dlpott, that's P-O-T-T, at gmail.com. Now, there's an interesting connection for Gareth coming to Spennymoor because a lot of Welsh miners came up to Spennymoor and there were two churches that were built especially for them, the Jubilee Independent Methodist Chapel and St. David's Church in Tudor. When I was researching this Welsh connection, I stumbled across a pretty amazing Welsh pit painter called Nicholas Evans. Nicholas Evans was born in 1907 and he went down to work in the mines when he was only 14. When he was only 16, his father died a really awful, traumatic death in a mining accident. And his father was only 43. Two uncles and some other neighbours subsequently died in other accidents, and as a result of that, his mother persuaded him that he must leave the mines, which he did for good when he was just 19. Actually, he was quite upset because even though he'd experienced some terrible things in the mines, he'd also experienced a quality of life which he really enjoyed. Anyway, he went to work on the railways and eventually became an engine driver. But of course, after his father's death, he was really so devastated, he was thinking a lot about life and what it meant. And there was another person who worked beside him who was called by his workmates, he was called Di Pentecostal in typical Welsh style. And this person, Di, he would often sing hymns, and while he was working, he would be cutting the coal to the rhythm of the tunes that he was singing. And Nicholas gradually kind of learned the songs that this friend Di was singing. And in due course, he came to real deep faith in Jesus Christ. And then he actually joined the same Pentecostal church that Di went to, and he became a lay preacher. And in fact, for the whole of the rest of his life, he was a really fine preacher. But then when he retired, this was in the 1970s, he wasn't sure what to do, but he decided to take up painting. And there he was in his 60s, and he'd never really painted before, but he took it up and he saw every painting as an act of worship. And he went right back to all his life in the coal mines. That's what he painted about. And in 1978, somebody discovered his work. So he'd only been painting about 6 years then. And immediately it was kind of, you know, went all around everywhere. This amazing painter who'd not been, who was a self-taught painter. And there were lots of articles about him and exhibitions of his work. But his work was about the coal mining industry, but from a Christian perspective. He thought of the mines as being a bit like a picture of our spiritual life here on earth, where we're stuck below the surface, as it were, with a whole additional beautiful world waiting for us above. A lot of his works look pretty dark. In fact, you'd almost think it was painted in coal dust. But actually, he was a very cheery man. And when he died, when he was aged 97, in 2004, his gravestone had these words: Nicholas Evans, Pilgrim Painter. I'd rather lead a soul to the Lord than paint a Mona Lisa. Now, just to finish with, I'd like to tell you about one outstanding painting, which really packs a powerful punch. It's meant a lot to me just looking at it in the last few weeks. The painting is from deep down in a mine, and it's a very dramatic moment. There's been a disaster. A group of miners is huddled in the foreground, and they're sharing fear and hopelessness after being entombed underground by a roof fall. There's no way of escape. They are trapped in that darkness, and their lights have gone out. But then suddenly, Jesus appears. He's dressed as a miner, and he's standing calm, strong, and serene, and full of both mercy and hope. And he carries a lighted lamp whose rays pierce the darkness, but he also offers to them a bunch of keys. It's a sure thing that their prayers will be answered and that he will lead them out of darkness and into the light. And I think that's a personal statement, because it's really kind of what his own experience had been like for Nicholas. And the painting is called Entombed, Jesus in the Midst. And it's going to be coming to Bishop Auckland. I just discovered that 2 days ago. It's going to be here for the opening of the new Mining Art Gallery. And I think it's going to be a very powerful prophetic sign of God, of what God wants to do here for people in this area. He wants to bring them out of darkness into the light. So I'd just like to encourage you, as I finish, to remember that whenever you or I feel trapped and in darkness, Jesus, who of course said, "I am the light of the world," is ready to come with his light into your dark situation and show you a way through the tunnels. Following Jesus, I can assure you, is always a way into more light and more freedom.